Making news today, a Melbourne nurse is due back in court, charged with terrorism-related offences. 39-year-old Adam Brookman was remanded in custody yesterday after returning from Syria, where he allegedly worked with Islamic State militants. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has seen off a push by the party's left for a binding vote on same-sex marriage. A deal struck at the party's national conference will give Labor MPs a conscience vote for the next two terms of government. Air safety officers are investigating a light plane crash near Proserpine in North Queensland. Six people had to swim to safety after the single-engine plane ditched into a dam yesterday afternoon. One person suffered minor injuries. Britain's House of Lords has been rocked by a major scandal. The Deputy Speaker, Lord Sewell, has resigned over a video allegedly showing him taking drugs with prostitutes. He's also quit as Chairman of the Privileges and Conduct Committee. In the video, Lord Sewell is asked about parliamentary allowances.
200 a day? So what, how, that is, if my work is 200 a day, by lunch.
It's not lunch, lovey darling, it's paying for this.
Back home, Perth Zoo is reviewing the security of its orangutan exhibit after one of its residents briefly escaped yesterday. Five-year-old Taliti is thought to have used a shade sail to jump from the enclosure and take a stroll around the grounds.